Chaired by Congressman Brian Mast, the 40-member committee focused on water quality and supply in Florida. The conversation centered on Everglades restoration and how to go about storing the water both short and long term. Department of Environmental Protection Secretary Noah Valenstein says the main storage sources are two large water supply lakes being built to the east and west of Lake Okeechobee, which has been the source of water quality problems in surrounding communities.
Combined, these two reservoirs will provide more than 40 billion gallons of storage, as well as treatment components, to protect our estuaries.
But the West Coast Reservoir wouldn't be complete until 2022, and other solutions may take up to a decade. Land use and real estate attorney Dan O'Keefe wants to know what will be done now.
The existing condition is unacceptable, and telling somebody that there's a solution a decade out is unacceptable. I'm committed to working hard to find what those short-term relief options can be.
The committee will sunset before soon-to-be Governor Ron DeSantis is inaugurated on January 8th. Before then, they must submit a report to the incoming administration. Their next meeting will be a conference call on December 17th. The focus: ecosystem, species, and natural resources. For WFSU News, I'm Blaze Ganey.